Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Holy Human with Leanne Rimes is a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome, my loves, to this special two-part episode of Holy Human. We are back again with the second half of my truly compelling conversation with the dynamic force of energy that is Mel Robbins. In addition to being a prolific motivational speaker, Mel is a former lawyer who has made helping others her life's work. She is a mega best-selling author whose books include the international phenomenon, The 5-Second Rule, and The High Five Habit, Take Control of Your Life with One Simple Habit. It's Mel's latest book and one I got a ton of life-changing information from, and I had a ton of fun getting to know this awesomely authentic woman. Here, my friends, is part two of my talk with Mel Robbins. Okay, when we wrapped up our first episode, we were talking about the importance of understanding exactly why you and the people that you care about need to know that they are supported and loved.
I'll give you an example. So we live in this old farmhouse outside of Boston. And, you know, we're also building a place in southern Vermont right now. And
which
kind of
looks
in the process
amazing,
of transition.
By the way.
Thank you.
So cool.
Our garage is kind of, you pull into the house, you can park up top or you go down and the garage is like on the lower level, basement level. Mm-hmm. And whenever Amazon shows up, cardboard boxes arrive. And so I open them up and I stack everything on the kitchen counter and then I stack like a Jenga puzzle, a tower of cardboard boxes next to the stairs going down to the basement. And Chris had a number of times, Chris is my husband, had asked on numerous occasions, could you not tower that stuff there?
And he sounds like my
I'd
husband.
Be like, yeah, I'd be like, but I don't want to, like, you know, I know how you are about this. You want them slit. You want them like folded down flat. It's a pain in the ass. I don't want to have to do that. Then go downstairs. I want to batch everything like I do my emails. I'll do it all at once. I'll take it down. And he's like, but you have ADD. And you make a tower and then you leave and then you blow your nose in a Kleenex and you put it on the counter and you mean to throw it in the trash and then you walk away from it. And then you open up a cupboard and he's like, and so we would have this conversation forever, probably a year. And finally, Chris put it in words around feeling versus knowing that I'm loved. He said, whenever I see a cardboard box at the top of those stairs, it makes me feel like you think I'm your maid. Mm. And I'm like, but that's not what I mean. You know, I don't mean that. And he's like, I don't want to have to go through the exercise in my mind to tell myself that Mel's not being disrespectful. She does love you. She doesn't mean to be rude. She doesn't mean to. I want you to take care of this because I've asked and because it will make me feel like you actually care about and love me. And when he put it in those terms, because for me, it's like inconvenience. It's not an existential crisis. It's not about love. But when I understood it on that level, everything was like, oh, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now.
That's beautiful. I love that. You mentioned your ADHD, which I would love to touch on, because you've been really open about taking medication for your ADHD, and which I find really beautiful and brave. And because I think a lot of people in the self-help, like, you know, spiritual space, I think the idea is that we shouldn't have to take medication. I take medication for depression and anxiety, and I've been very open to, you see medication as a tool. And I would love for you to speak on that, because I found that I was like, oh yeah, that is a tool. Because ultimately, like, for instance, I take medication at night to sleep, and I ultimately would like to not take medication to sleep. But
why?
In the interim, because
why?
I think I think I've spent a lot of my life on something, whether because I've had psoriasis, I've spent, you know, a lot of my life injecting my body with the biologic, which I still do. I've just spent a lot of time with medicine. And for me, I would love to not have to, but right now my nervous system, with all I've been through in my life, my nervous system wakes me up 4 hours in. And if I want sleep, mm-hmm. I have to take something. And I'm not ashamed mm-hmm. of it at all. Now, maybe down the road I won't have to, but it's not like I'm beating myself up for it. And that's what I...
See, I think you are.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're beating yourself up for taking medication.
Why?
Even having the someday, I'm not going to take this,
mm-hmm.
brings judgment into the moment that you are. That there's a piece of you that's broken and needs it.
Right.
And when you're fixed and whole, you won't need it. And I believe...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I could see that.
I believe that if you were to take that off the horizon
mm-hmm.
and just say, I fucking love my medication because I can sleep, period.
Yes.
That's it.
I do. I agree.
Yeah. Like, I love it. Are you kidding? There's a medication that allows me to sleep? This is incredible. Sleep is one of the most important habits in the world. Most people don't know that people that are geniuses and wildly successful in what they do, whether it's athletics or it's like business or art or whatever, they not only practice 10,000 hours or more to become an expert, they get on average 2 hours more sleep a night than the average person.
Really?
Sleep is one of the sleep is one of the most important things for your mental health,
yeah,
for your physical health, for your metabolism, for your nervous system. A disrupted sleep can lead to mm-hmm. anxiety, lack of focus, depression. And so you getting sleep right helps you feel like yourself. And so if you take that horizon off,
mm-hmm.
it brings acceptance for exactly where you are and exactly where you're not. And it doesn't hold out, someday I'll get to this point and that means I'll be better. No, you're absolutely amazing where you are right now. And
yeah,
so for me,
I see that.
I took Zoloft for 2.5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And it saved my life. I had severe generalized anxiety by the time I was in law school. I had severe postpartum depression. The only time I didn't take Zoloft in almost 25 years was when I was pregnant with our first daughter, who's now 23.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was born, I had the kind of postpartum depression that was so scary. I couldn't be left alone with her.
Oh, wow.
So they turned me into a zombie with Ativan, put me back on Zoloft. And once Zoloft was back in my system, 2 weeks later, I was stable again. Like it literally, two of my kids have taken Zoloft to climb out of holes they've been in with anxiety. It has been a life-saving tool.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to understand anxiety, truly about 8 years ago, as the 5-second rule started to spread around the world, and I went to work attacking the thinking that was triggering a lot of anxiety, I got to a point where I felt like myself and safe enough to come off the medication. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't because I felt like there was anything wrong with it. It's because I felt like, oh, it's not additive anymore, because the thing that the medication used to do, I'm realizing I'm doing just with new habits and skills.
Right.
And so I went off of it. And what was interesting is that was interesting because, you know, I was off of Zoloft. I'm actively managing my mind, which is a lot of work.
It is.
And we're going through the process with our son of having him evaluated, because the school's like, there's something up and we think it's a behavioral thing. And I'm like, I don't think it's behavioral. I think there's something else going on.
Mm.
Sure enough, the kid's like super dyslexic, dysgraphic, executive functioning. He's like a whole casserole of stuff. And as I'm sitting there with his pediatrician, who I've known for a decade, Leanne, you're going to love the story. I turn to this pediatrician. I say, hey, Mark, do you think I might be ADHD? I mean, like I'm like sitting with him as he's doing these tests. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I'm like taking it behind him. I'm like getting all the same answers. He turns to me and he goes, are you asking me if you're ADHD? And I said, yes. He said, Mel Robbins, you are the most ADHD adult I have ever met in my entire life. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, do you realize years go by and you miss wellness exams? I'm like, well, my kids are healthy. Why do they need to come? He's like, you know, you say you're going to call me back. You don't. You say you're going to send in a form. You don't. And yet here you are, this crazy successful person. Of course you're ADHD. And I'm like, why didn't you tell me? He's like, I'm not your doctor. And so I went to my doctor. I said, I think I am. They're like, you definitely are, but let's go through the testing protocol. I did. They're like, off the charts, and you're dyslexic. And all of which I never knew. Now I know why law school was so awful, trying to process that much reading and writing, which my brain just doesn't work that way. So here's the thing I want to share with you, because every time I share this, particularly with another woman, and particularly when women are listening, you will get flooded with messages about this.
Okay.
There is a generation of women spanning from the age of 30 to 55 who were diagnosed with anxiety in their teens and their 20s, when really the underlying issue was ADHD.
Hmm.
When they made ADHD a formal diagnosis in the late 70s, they only studied boys.
Oh,
when
wow.
A boy is struggling with ADHD, they present with hyperactivity, an inability to focus. They interrupt people. They're very physical, typically.
Mm-hmm.
When a girl has ADHD, she daydreams. She's hard on herself.
Wow.
She withdraws a little bit. And what happens when you have ADHD, which is an issue of not being able to direct your attention? Mm-hmm. You see, a lot of us that have ADHD, I can hyper-focus if I'm super interested. My son can play video games for 9 hours.
Right.
If he's not interested, it's really hard for him to direct his focus at something. Same thing for me. And so it never made sense to me, because I wasn't jittery. I wasn't jumping around. And so at the age of 45, I finally got the proper diagnosis, which was ADHD. And if you have ADHD and you sit in a classroom, you can't do what's being asked of you and you can't direct your focus, and then you start to worry, I'm not going to get this done. And why can't I focus? And what, you develop anxiety, but it's secondary.
Interesting.
And because that's the physical thing that you can see in girls, that's what girls get diagnosed with. And so they call us the lost generation. And every time I talk about it, women come out of the woodwork and are like, oh my God, I've struggled with anxiety forever. I think this might be me. They go to their doctor and are like, holy shit, I have ADHD. And I started taking like a short acting Adderall in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I didn't like how it makes you kind of like intense. And now I just take, I think it's called Concerta, I think it is. And I just take a dose that lasts all day. It's amazing. And all that it is it's like, I don't, my brain works so fast, I drain all the fuel in the gas tank. That's what ADHD is. I have no gasoline left to go anywhere. And so all that the medication does for me is it slows down the engine so that I conserve the fuel so I can focus longer. That's all that it does for me. And it's life-changing.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Thank you for pointing out, because there definitely is some judgment there, I do believe, but for me. So thanks for calling me out on it. But it's so interesting how you think, like, the judgment doesn't, you can almost like smooth it over, or it can be so insidious because it's, you know, it shows you on the levels that in which we judge ourselves. And I just, when you talked about medication, I was like, bravo, because I think that that's a conversation that needs to be had and it needs to be normalized. And I'm all for to each their own. Take care of yourself, know yourself, whatever works for you. And so, yeah, I was excited to see you have that conversation.
Well, there is so much stigma. And, you know, I think that it's very PC to be like mental health awareness until you have a mental health issue.
Right.
And it's really easy to go, ooh, yeah, be compassionate with somebody with depression until you're married to somebody who has it. And, you know, it's like, oh, change your parenting because your kids are anxious until you have a kid who's anxious. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, all the tools that are out there that are fine for everybody else. But if you have to take medication or it's offered to one of your kids, now all of a sudden that tool, that makes me weak and broken and fuck that. And I saw this firsthand with my husband. No, seriously, Leanne, was really eye-opening. So my husband, we've been married 25 years. He was in the restaurant business when we were kind of 10 years into our marriage. And like 99% of restaurants, it did not go according to plan. In fact, it left us $800,000 in debt and we nearly lost our house. And when Chris left the restaurant business in 2011, he was... or 2014, he was a shell of a human being. He was an alcoholic. He was buried in shame because he had lost so much of our money. He felt like a complete failure, the world's worst father, the world's worst dad, all of this. I went into hyperdrive mode because there was no way we were going to lose our house. And so I started working three jobs. I did whatever it took. That's where the 5-second rule came in.
Right.
To push me through all of the anger and resentment and fear and embarrassment and all of it. And so fast forward 2 years, it's 2016. And we still have liens on our house. Just 5 years ago, everybody. And we are making the ends meet, though. And I got a full-time job and we got health care. Chris has been sober for 2 years. He is not working. He has become a yoga instructor. He has started a men's retreat because it's something he needed to take men, you know, out into the woods to process and talk and bond about emotions and feelings and trauma. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, this is great. Look at this. We've turned our lives around. Like, Chris has found his calling. Mm-hmm. I am out there like making a difference. I love my life. I love the money I'm making. 5 more years pass, Leanne. He's now got wait lists for his retreats. He's also a certified Buddhist meditation instructor. So we're talking about a man who loves what he's doing. He is in the wellness industry. We have no financial problems whatsoever because I am killing it in business and I'm putting 50% of everything I bring home in savings. So we are taking care of business. Our marriage is solid. Like, we've worked on it. So like, I'm standing next to this guy in the bathroom sink every morning. And I'm thinking, thank God that restaurant failed. Thank God you had a breakdown. That led to all of this. Mm-hmm. You are you found your calling. I wouldn't be where I am if we hadn't had that rock bottom moment together. That is not how my husband felt. My husband would look in the mirror as of 12 months ago, Leanne, and he didn't see it that way. He saw a man who had failed. He had failed his family. He had failed in his career. He had failed to provide. He had made major mistakes that he regretted. He literally saw somebody he hated. Wow. I did not know this. And I stood next to the guy.
Right.
And we kind of, like, you know, as the high five habit's happening, I said to Chris, you know, you seem really, you should try this thing. He goes, I don't, that is the stupidest thing. Like, you've gone so, he said it was stupid. And I'm like, well, would you just try it for 5 days for me?
Amuse me.
I don't care if you think it's, yeah, like, fuck you. You know, like, this is part of the program, buddy. And so he does. And he shared with me after that all of what he was feeling, the shame, the failure, the judgment. And he said, the reason why I thought high-fiving myself was stupid was because you only high-five somebody you believe in.
Oh my God, that breaks my heart.
And when we return from this break, you'll find out what helped Mel's husband break out of his depressive rut.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back, loves. Mel was just so vulnerably sharing her husband's struggle with depression.
So we start to unpack it. I'm like, I want you to talk to somebody. He gets into therapy. He gets diagnosed with dysthymia, which is a form of long-term depression.
Oh, wow.
Something his father had. I know for a fact, if my husband weren't meditating every day, if he weren't doing yoga, exercising, cardio every day, if he didn't have an incredible relationship with me and the kids, if he didn't have a calling, we probably would have lost him.
Wow.
To the disease of hopelessness and depression. That's how bad it was. And when the doctor said, I'm a psychotherapist, so I don't prescribe medication, but I actually think it would be a useful tool for you. Mm-hmm. Because you're in such a dark hole mentally. My husband resisted it for 3 months. Now, this is a guy whose entire life is about wellness and mindfulness and mental health. Why did he resist it? because he believed the bullshit that is out there in society, the bullshit that makes you think that there's something wrong with you if a pill helps you sleep better, mm-hmm. based on all the trauma you've survived and the nervous system dysregulation.
Yeah.
He believed that the pill meant he was weak, that he was broken. And I'm like, are you kidding? It's the fucking opposite. If you're willing to stare at yourself in the mirror, despite all the shit that you've done, and you're willing to forgive yourself and do the work to get healthy and happy again, because you deserve it, that's an act of strength. Weakness is hiding and running and beating the shit out of yourself and drinking yourself into the ground. Yeah. Strength is forgiveness, love, and doing whatever it takes to get yourself out of the hole that you're in and yeah. into a place where you finally feel like yourself again.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that story, because I know, yeah, I'm glad we had that conversation, and it definitely did open up some stuff for me. I want to just ask you one quick question about something that you just experienced recently, which is the Wim Hof ice bath, because I just did the same a couple months
ago.
Tell
me about your experience.
Okay, so I'm terrified of cold water, like terrified. And my husband and I did it in our backyard together. And
Now, what container did you do?
As far as like the tub.
Yeah, what did you get into?
I was just in basically a tub. The lady that took us through it, she brought this big tub to the back, and we filled it up with water and ice. And she made you, like, which I love, put your own ice in. So it's like you're walking the plank is what I felt like. But my husband did it before I did. And I, to hear him go through his own process of terror, there was such a primal thing within me that I was like, I want to save him. I want to save him. And I was crying. And then when it goes to, you know, be my turn, it was, I think probably the worst thing he could have done was go before me because of that. I was in like a whole different headspace. So I just start bawling, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to at least get in. So I got in, and I mean, there is a moment of like, I'm dying. I'm going to die. And then thank God the woman who was there with us was, she was walking me through it. Like, I almost jumped out a couple of times, but about a minute in, she was like, okay, she got me to kind of calm down. When I got out, I mean, I felt like I just opened up a new world for myself, because it made me realize like how uncomfortable I can be and not die. And so I started to look at all these other areas of my life, was like, okay, where am I not making myself uncomfortable? Where can I get a little more uncomfortable? And it's literally shifted like so many places in my life now, where I'm like, okay, I'm willing to walk into that discomfort, because I know now my capacity for discomfort is much higher. And so I was just wondering what your experience was with that. Like, what were your takeaways? Did you enjoy it? Would you do it again?
Well, I have one question, and then I'll tell you my experience.
Okay.
How was your sleep that night?
Amazing. I have an Aura ring, and my heart rate variability was like off the charts. So I've actually been continuing to do, I don't always put my whole body in, depending on what part of my cycle I'm in. I'll sometimes just put my like up to my knees, and our pool is like 50 degrees now even in LA. And I've been continuing to do it a couple of times a week, just because I love the power that I feel after I do it, because I feel like I've overcome something, and I continue to take myself back there. Like, I'm walking myself back there to do it every time. And I have to overcome something. And it's really, really shifted something massive for me.
I don't doubt it, because I had a very similar experience. And, we did a workshop kind of near our place in Vermont, and I went first. We did it with a group of like 14 people, and as soon as they walked us out to the deck, and there's like chickens walking around, and there was like kind of some janky freezer with tons of ice in it. Like, it's like a chest freezer that you'd see in somebody's garage. And I'm like, I'm going in. Like, I didn't, I knew that I would get myself totally worked up watching everybody else.
Totally.
And so I just went in and same thing, terror going in. There are kind of moments where I was standing there and it was a super cold day and I'm in my bathing suit and the wind is blowing like crazy and the chickens are running around. And so I just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and they coached you through going in. So I went down to my shoulders and my first instinct was I said, okay, I got this. And then immediately as I'm sitting there in a chest freezer, full of ice water at 34 degrees temperature. I had a full body 5-alarm fire response. Mm-hmm. And the only other time that I consciously remember feeling like that was 1 or 2 moments in child labor felt I can't handle this.
Yeah.
And I can't handle this. The pain was too much. And my mind started to spin. I got to get out. I got to get out. And what was fascinating to me was how quickly I went from, I think I can do this to, holy fuck, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I started Lamaze breathing. I'm like, and then they get me to just slow down. And about a minute in, felt the shift from panic to, oh, okay, I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time, it was freezing.
Yes,
it never got warm. It never got comfortable. I just slowed the panic and the just firestorm in my body through the breathing. And then when I got out and you do the kind of moving around to kind of keep your thing going, I was exhilarated
I was warm and high.
I stayed outside for a number of, you know, for 10 minutes and cheered on everybody else in my wet bathing suit. And then I slept like a freaking baby.
Yeah.
And then for the holidays, I bought my husband a big plastic ice barrel.
Oh, nice.
And he went in it yesterday. For the first time, took a hammer and chipped all the ice off that had naturally formed up in Vermont where it was 10 degrees. And he went in it for, I think it was 45 seconds.
Awesome.
And he's making, I have done cold showers, but now that we have, not cold showers, like I'm showering. I've done the chicken version where I shower in nice warm water and then I finish with the cold and I'm like, oh, that's too much. Turn it off.
Totally.
But I plan on making it part of my weekly routine, because there is something about, I love the vision of you marching yourself back to that pool that's 50 degrees and knowing I'm going in and I'm going to breathe through it and I'm going to set a timer and I'm doing this.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Cause I love that we're talking about how painful it is and we highly recommend everyone doing it.
Why do you recommend that people do it?
Well, because like I said, I think it's the expansiveness of, and the knowing that I can, I mean, we say that I can do hard things, like I can be uncomfortable and that discomfort. I mean, we all know we grow in discomfort. And so it's recognizing for me that I could have this larger capacity to hold my whole experience, including the discomfort. I don't have to run away from it. And it's funny that you mentioned child labor, because I, as soon as I got out of the tub, I would go, that's the closest I'm ever going to get to the pain of labor. That's exactly what I thought. I go, this must be it. This must be how it feels. When I saw you post that, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what her experience was.
Well, you know, the reason why I think it's an interesting thing for anyone to try, if you feel drawn to try it, is that you see the quote floating around all over the place that you can't control what's going on around you, but you can choose how you respond.
Totally.
And when you put yourself in 34 degrees of water and say, I'm going to sit there for 90 seconds, you can't control the temperature of the water and you cannot control the automatic response of your nervous system and your brain.
Mm-hmm.
What the experience taught me is that you can change your response through the breathing.
Absolutely.
And the actions that you take. And so you're learning this skill of being able to calm, soothe, and take control of your nervous system.
Yeah.
In a situation that is wildly triggering.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to pause here for a breath before coming right back with more Mel Robbins.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, friends. We are back with more Mel Robbins.
I could talk to you forever. I so love talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on
here. I love talking to you, too.
Thanks. I have, I always ask my guest about music because I love music, obviously. It's my life. And I'm always interested to see what songs people choose. So I have this thing called the Holy Five. And I hope people have warned you. But I would
they
love
have.
To know. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so five songs. It could be something, these songs that you've loved your whole life. It could be something you're loving now. Just what are your top five?
I had a hard time limiting it to five.
Oh, cool.
A very hard time. Yeah. I have a daughter who is a singer-songwriter is studying it at Thornton. And music is a huge part of our family's life. And so I immediately realized I went into people-pleasing mode. Like, okay, which one's going to make me look good? And what's the biggest range of music? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And so these are songs, and there's more than five, but I'll just read them to you. These are songs that I just play on repeat and love. So number one, Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
That is the that's what we call the floor clearer, meaning everybody clears from their tables and starts dancing.
Love it.
We are a big Daft Punk family.
Okay.
Get Lucky in particular.
She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up
one more time.
One more time. This cabin feeling so free. We're
gonna I recently saw that you did a duet with one of my favorite artists.
Who?
John Mayer.
Oh, yes. Yes, John's awesome.
Yes. You know, our family's favorite is In the Blood, but there is a song that he has not put on an album, and the outro is my all-time favorite little lyric thing, and that is In Your Atmosphere.
I don't know that one. I have to go
check it out. It's not on an album.
Is it live?
The only recording is the, I think, 2008 live recording. The outro and the lyrics on the outro are absolutely amazing. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I wonder where I am in relation to you. Wherever you go, wherever you are, I watch that pretty life play out in pictures from afar. And it goes on and on. And literally, it just summons every heartbreak.
I'm gonna stand clear. I burn up in your
atmosphere. I love this.
My number one listened to song of this year was What a Time by Julia Michaels.
Like you wanted it forever. What a time, what a time, what a time. You and
I don't know that one either. Oh, my God. Or maybe I do. Maybe I just don't know the title.
Say Goodbye. Dave Matthews, which a lot of people think is the song number 41, because on the album Crash, it goes straight from 41 into a flute solo.
So here we are tonight, you and me together.
And it blends right into Say Goodbye, which is sort of one of those songs that if I have tons of beer or bourbon in me, I just quarrel for hours.
I love Dave Matthews.
And speaking of flute, good as hell.
Yeah.
I love a little Lizzo.
I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Yes, I love Lizzo. So fun. Yeah, I love, you have a lot of joy in your music. I like that. There's a lot of there's a lot of dancing and joy there. That's very cool.
Yes. Yes, very when cool. We were building this new house in Vermont, we needed to like literally go, no, seriously. This island has to support 10 people. Like we are a kitchen island, hop on the stage, karaoke, dance party kind of thing.
Oh my God.
It's the best way to get everybody to do dishes.
I want to come to your house for a party. This sounds like a blast.
Absolutely. I can
provide music. I can totally do that.
We would love that. And I'm going to ping you when I'm in LA next.
Yes, please. I would love to continue this conversation. Thank you for being here with me.
All right, I think she actually got 7 songs. But that wraps up this very special season premiere 2-part episode with the charismatic and powerful Mel Robbins. Again, her new book is called The High Five Habit. Take control of your life with one simple habit. And I know you'll find it just as transformative as I have. So enjoy. And please remember to leave your thoughts wherever you listen, because I truly love reading your feedback. And also feel free to share this episode with someone in your life who might be helped by listening. On the next Holy Human, I'll be joined by author and anxiety coach, Nancy Jane Smith. I stumbled upon her book, The Happier Approach, and found it very enlightening. I adore this woman. She's so sweet and so wise, and I know that you'll love her too. So until then, everyone, take care of each other. Bye. Holy Human with me, Leanne Rimes, is a production of iHeartRadio. You'll find Holy Human with Leanne Rimes on the iHeart app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get the podcasts that matter most to you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.